Grammatica, Episode 6, Scheidbare Werkwoorden, Separable Verbs, a Dutch verb that comes in two pieces, and the pieces spend most of their time at opposite ends of the sentence. English has these too, we just don't notice. Pick up, throw away, call back. Dutch does the same thing, more systematically, and further apart. Take opstaan, to get up. It's op. A particle, particle, glued to staan, to stand. Say it as a plain statement and the two come apart. The particle goes to the very end of the clause. Ik sta om 7 uur op. I get up at 7. Sta near the front, op at the back, and everything else. The time, the place, the object, crammed in between them. Another, ik bel je morgen na het eten op. I'll call you tomorrow, after dinner. Abelen, split around 6 words. This is why Dutch listening is hard at first. The particle carries a lot of the meaning, and it arrives last. Aankomen is to arrive. Meekomen is to come along. Terugkomen is to come back. And until that final syllable lands, you don't actually know which verb you heard. Listen to the same opening. 3 different endings. Hij komt om 6 uur aan. Hij komt om 6 uur mee. Hij komt om 6 uur terug. He arrives at 6. He's coming along at 6. He's coming back at 6. Dutch makes you wait for the point. There's no fixing this. You just have to stop trying to understand the sentence before it's finished. Now the good news. The verb only splits in a main clause with the verb in second position. In 2 common situations, it stays in one piece. First, after a modal verb like moeten, kunnen, willen, the whole thing goes to the end, unbroken. Ik moet om 7 uur opstaan. I have to get up at 7. Opstaan, intact, at the back. Second, in a subordinate clause, one introduced by omdat, dat, als, and their friends. The verb also goes to the end, and also stays whole. Omdat ik om 7 uur opsta, ga ik vroeg naar bed. Because I get up at 7, I go to bed early. The past participle is where it gets pleasing. The G doesn't go in front of the whole verb. It goes into the seam, between the particle and the stem. Opgestaan. Opgebeld. Meegenomen. Got up, called, brought along, opgestaan, not geopstaan. Once you've seen it, you can build the participle of any separable verb you meet, including ones you've never heard. Same trick with te, the Dutch too of an infinitive. It also goes into the seam. Ik probeer vroeg op te staan. I try to get up early. 3 words, op, te, staan, where English has 2. Not every prefixed verb splits. There's a fixed list of onscheidbare, inseparable prefixes. B, J, ver, onehe, her, and er. These never come apart, and they never take je in the participle either. Ik begrijp het. Ik heb het begrepen. I understand it. I've understood it. Begrepen? Not gebegrepen. Compare that with a separable verb, and the difference is stark. The rule of thumb. If the prefix is a word in its own right, op, ean, wit, mi, terug, in, door, na, voor, samen, it separates. If it's a fragment that means nothing alone, bi, ver, ont, her, it doesn't. And there's a way to hear it, which is more reliable than the list. Separable verbs are stressed on the particle. Inseparable verbs are stressed on the stem. Listen. Opstaan. Begrijpen. The stress tells you what the grammar is going to do. A native speaker isn't consulting a table of prefixes. They're hearing where the weight falls. Eventually, you will too. Today's Bruegel proverb. With a separable verb hiding in it. Zorg dat daar geen zwarte hond tussen komt. Zorg dat daar geen zwarte hond tussen komt. Literally, make sure no black dog gets in between. Meaning, watch out that nothing spoils it. The verb is tussenkomen, to intervene. And note it sits in a dat clause, at the end, in the split shape the old proverb preserves. Modern Dutch would more often say ertussenkomen. Example, het gaat goed, als er tenminste geen zwarte hond tussen komt. It's going well, as long as nothing gets in the way. That's episode 6. Doei doei!